Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Here this morning with a Wednesday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. As I begin this morning, I want you to think about someone that you would call a friend, and someone that would call you a friend. Perhaps the same person. Perhaps you have different people in mind, multiple people that you would think of as friends and would think of you as a friend. What makes them a friend? In other words, what character traits would you look for and expect from someone that claims to be your friend? As I went through this morning's devotion from the Here Am I devotional journal, today's topic is on being called a friend of God. Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's talking to them, and in the midst of this conversation, he wants them to know that he doesn't view them as servants. Instead, he calls them his friend. And part of the underlying message there is that a servant doesn't have an open invitation to his master's business. In fact, the servant's responsibility is to simply do what the master asks, and generally with no or as few of questions possible. But a friend knows the business of the master. A friend can ask those hard questions. A friend can talk about anything. And if it's a friendship that's built on trust, that's built on love, that's built on respect for one another, there's nothing that's off limits. And this is the kind of friendship that God has called us to with him. Now, the neat thing to me about this is not only has God called us his friend, he's still God. You know, right in the devotion that, you know, a friend will look out for our best interest, will want the very best for us, will seek to make that happen. But God knows what will be good for us. And God knows what will harm us more perfectly than any other friend ever could. And therefore, as both friend and God, he looks out for our good in ways that we may not always understand, in ways that no one else can. Even in our best estimations, even in our best research, even in our best knowledge, we, or at least I, don't always get it right on what is good for me or what is good for someone else. Things that I think will be good end up not being good. They end up creating a hardship or difficulty. Things that I avoid because, well, I'm pretty sure they're going to be harmful, and yet they happen anyway, and I discover they weren't that harmful. And a matter of fact, the difficulty in the midst of them was for my good. And for most of us, we have to discover those things by trial and error. And it's where the attitude and the practice of forgiveness in the midst of friendships come in. We give advice and we encourage our friends based on our best knowledge and ability, which has limits. But God? As I live as a friend of God, I discover that my trust in Him grows. Because even in the midst of things that I view and find that are of great difficulty, I learn that they really are for my good. And I can think of very few times in life where it's more important for us to recognize God calling us His friend than in the midst of this global pandemic. So many things that we're being asked to do that we're unsure of. We go along with because, well, the scenarios being presented, if we don't, are not very good. And the longer that we live under stay-at-home orders and social distancing and so many other restrictions, the more frequent are the questions. Is this really for my good? And I can tell you with absolute certainty that I don't know. But God knows. And God knows that any act of obedience is rewarded by Him. And as we live as a friend of God, it's in the living, it's in the doing, it's in the being that we learn and discover how to be better friends with one another. It's one of those neat things about being in relationship with God, that it is about just me and Him. But it's not just about me and Him. Everything within my friendship with God is designed to draw me nearer to Him in a way that presents Jesus to the world in a clearer, in a better fashion, in a more approachable manner. You see, we have the choice of how we relate to God. We can choose to be in relationship, so to speak, with God as our judge. Because that's the type of relationship we have outside of having our sins forgiven by the blood of Jesus. But when we're forgiven, when we're adopted into His family, then we move from being distant to being friend. And that's been God's desire all along. I often tell people when I teach about prayer and about seeking God, about listening to God, that one of the number one questions that is commonly asked, well, how can I know the will of God? I would do it if I knew it. And I said, well, are you doing what He's already said in His word? So many aspects of the will of God have been given to us rather clearly. And we look at that, well, I'm not really talking about wanting to live a life of obedience fully. I'm not really talking about caring for the poor, or helping my neighbor, or loving my enemies. Those aren't the things I want to know. I want to know what I should wear today, where I should work, who I should marry. I said, well, if you're not willing to listen and obey the will of God that He's already expressed in His word, seeking His will in other matters really isn't all that important. And so as I pray, I constantly think of the will of God. God tells us that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That all should find salvation in Jesus. And so as a friend of God, am I going about doing his will? Not as a master forcing me to, but as a friend doing it out of love. Doing it out of respect. Doing it out of a way to honor him. You see, today we have the opportunity. We have the choice to live as God's friend in such a way that others are drawn to him through Jesus. And in the midst of COVID-19 and all of the stuff that we go through, as God's friend, we can be confident that he will work this for our good somehow, some way. And whether it's something that we recognize today or we may never recognize short of seeing Jesus face to face and looking back if we can and saying, oh, that's what that was about. So I'm not here this morning with any answers on COVID-19 or why it's happened or what its good purpose can ever be. But I'm here to tell you as a friend of God that I trust him. That I know he's got my back in this. I know that he sees today just as clearly as he saw yesterday and just as clearly as he sees tomorrow. And he can work this out. And so today, as we go to God in prayer, I would encourage you to make the deliberate choice each day that because God calls me such, because he calls me to that, I will live as a friend of God. And I will look at the things that I value in a friendship here on earth. And I'll value those in my friendship with God. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, thank you. Thank you for such an incredible privilege of being called your friend. Father, may we daily recognize the responsibility that comes with that. Father, may our trust in you grow because of our friendship. May we realize that even as our friend, you are still God. That relating to us in such a manner does not diminish any little bit of who you are and what you're capable of. And so, Father, I pray and I continue to pray that you would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. I trust you that you do know and accomplish what is good and best for your children. Father, if there's lessons that we ought to be learning as we travel through this time period of life, may we pay attention. May we put them into practice. Father, as we consider our friendship with you, may you continually teach us how to be better friends with others. May the openness we have with you, may the trust we have of you, may the encouragement we receive from you be models and representations of how we can be all of that to the people around us. Father, today as we consider what it looks like to be a friend, may we consider the sacrifice of Jesus, who was willing to sacrifice himself to give up his life with full confidence that you had given him the authority to take it back up again. But doing so because of his love for mankind. His love for those that he would call to himself as his friends. His enduring patience, not willing that anyone would perish. So, Father, may we be better students of your word. May we pay greater attention to your spirit that lives within us. Father, as we do so, may we have a greater understanding and obedience to your will, your instructions. Because we respond to you out of love, because we respond to you knowing that your desire for us is for good. Father, help us today to examine how we relate to you. Help us to see you as a friend, a very best friend. And even as we see and view and talk with you as a friend, may we never lose sight of your nature as God. And Father, as we grow in you, help us to be mindful of how we treat one another. And not just the people we like, not just the people that we want to associate with. But may we have the same compassion and patience that Jesus speaks about, that would look out for the well-being of our neighbors, that would look out for the good of strangers, that would care for the needs of people because they're people. Father, today as we live life, give us eyes to see how you would have us to respond to others. Give us the ability to share the hope that's within us in ways that are right and good. Father, as your word teaches us to respond with gentleness and respect, the way a friend would. Father, I continually pray for those who are working in our medical facilities, who are working in our public safety occupations, who are working in our package and mail delivery, who are working in our stores, and who are dealing with people that are frightened, who are dealing with people whose fear is expressed in anger and frustration. Help those who call you Father to be the examples, to be the light, to be the encouragement in the midst of someone else's darkness. Father, I do pray that in whatever we do today, that we would live in such a way that Jesus is seen in us. That the friendship that we have, the privilege we have of being called your friend, would guide us in our interactions with others. Father, may we lift up Jesus in all things, that he would draw many, many, many more to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you would have a day that is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Thank you and have a great day.